This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Understanding what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the top stories and the people of this past week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. This hour goes along with the Talkers official countdown. Charts include 10 stories, and the people list 10 people. So shall we start with number 10, Kanye West. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jenny Kirshner from the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So, what do we have to say?
I don't think he'd be too happy about being number 10.
No, he should be number 1, you think?
No, I think he would like to be number 1. I don't think he'd like to be sitting at number 10.
No. So, what is the... You're in Hollywood land. What sort of things are being said in la-la land about Kanye that may be additional to what we're hearing just in general about him on the gossip sites, the social media sites, where people are just kind of, that's what you expect from him. I said something. You're gonna, go ahead. Yeah. No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, we haven't talked much about him on the program because,
haven't you?
Truly, it just, I mean, why at this point? It's just all of this stuff is just a lot of, I don't know, he's trying to get a lot of attention for himself. I think he's trying to do it in the wrong way. I do think that Kanye's one of these, like, crazy, contorted, weirdly smart people. I mean, he's not stupid.
No.
But he also has been saying some really bad, hateful things. And so, I don't know. I mean, I just don't even know what to think of him. And so we kind of been ignoring it. But the story for us in L.A. was that he showed up at the Skechers headquarters in Los Angeles, tried to get in, I guess, to try to make a deal with them for his Yeezy brand. Mm-hmm. And, they booted him right out the front door. So.
Out the door. I said something that Jay, correct me as I'm saying it, if I'm saying it differently than I did on the regular program. I compare Donald Trump to Kanye West in terms of the fact that they both need help, they both have the same problem, and they both come across. Kanye West, obviously a brilliant business guy, he can't control what comes out of his mouth. Donald Trump would be an excellent president if he wasn't so, wrapped up in his own whatever.
The problem is that what Kanye West is saying is anti-Semitic. Donald Trump is not anti-Semitic. His daughter and his son-in-law are Jewish. It's like what Kanye West is in trouble for is making comments against Jewish people.
I'm talking about it in general. In this case, yes, anti-Semitic stuff. But he said crazy stuff for years. Years and years and years and years. He's been off on these crazy toots to the point where I remember when Barack Obama was asked for a comment about Kanye West. He said he's a jackass. That doesn't really address what the serious situation is here. It's kind of like this past week. We've talked a lot about suicides and the fact that the numbers are down in the armed forces, and but not in careers like farming. And that's something that happens because you're addressing the problem. People are not addressing the bipolar problem, thus it is either misunderstood, misrepresented in the news media, or just people who have it are made fun of, which is totally wrong. We shouldn't be making fun of Kanye West. Somebody close to him should be trying to get him treatment for the problem that he has. Maybe his ex-wife has tried to, like I'm sure Trump's children have tried to get him to look at his own stuff.
There's a little bit of a difference between. They both may have narcissistic tendencies, but Donald Trump was never diagnosed with bipolar,
right,
where Kanye West was. And it's one of those things that as much as loved ones want to help the people they love, you can't help somebody who doesn't want to get help. Even when Kim Kardashian is dating Pete Davidson, who is diagnosed bipolar as well, who gets help. And he even tried to reach out to Kanye and was like, dude, go. And it was kind of in more of maybe a confrontational manner because they were always going at it with each other on social media. But he was like, you need to get help. I will help you get help. This is a little ridiculous.
All right, by the way.
I don't love the comparison because I think it does take away the seriousness of a confirmed diagnosis. But at the same time, I also think when people don't like what someone says, they're quick to say that it's some kind of sickness or something like that. And I don't think that's right. I mean, you know, deal with real problems that are either diagnosable by a medical professional or not. But how many times when someone in politics particularly says something, we write it off to a medical condition? And that happens on both sides of the aisle. How many times have people said on the right that Joe Biden's got dementia, that he's senile, you know, when they don't like what he says? Now,
he's not, yeah.
Well, he might be. I mean, he seems like there's something going on, but you know what? None of us are doctors. We don't get to diagnose him. I think people pick up on certain things and they think that it just shuts people down by pretending they're doctors, and I don't know. I just don't think it's a great habit for us.
I do that from time to time on the radio. Dr. Doug, practicing without a license. Segment later. Oh, listen to that laugh of Jennifer's. That's not a laugh.
That was me laughing because I just took coffee into my mouth.
Oh, good for you.
What does that mean? You didn't diagnose that?
By the way, Jennifer, in case you didn't grasp this pearl of wisdom this week, Jay and I were right on top of it when Martha Stewart in an interview said, she'd date Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart is 81.
Seems like everybody will date Pete Davidson.
I think there's something going on there that we can't see, if you get my drift.
We've heard about it, though.
Oh, yes, right. Right.
He's charming. He's funny. And
funny
makes people hot.
Okay. Number nine on the list is Mr. Musk. Well, he's on the people list, but it's also, you know, a part of our story list number five this week. He has closed on the $44 billion deal, $54.20 a share, averting the trials for next month. He reportedly fired the company's top executives. CEO is gone. CFO is gone. General counsel is gone. And so they're going to apparently rebuild the company from the ground up, right? And how does this affect us? How does it affect you? Do you all have Twitter accounts?
Or
is this just another one of those things?
I'm glad. Look, I think that if Elon Musk comes in and brings freedom of speech back to Twitter, I think that's great. We need to get out of the realm, again, of not just if shutting people down that we don't like. Look, I don't like what Kanye West is saying. I don't like what a lot of people say, but you still have a right to say it. We have a right to consume it. We have a right to cancel him. We have a right to just, you know, make him not important anymore. But mm-hmm. We should not, I think we're far too fast to deplatform people, to cancel people, mm-hmm. to tamp down what is an alternative look at things. I mean, Twitter right now is in trouble because they were shutting down people who were questioning the vaccine. Well, it turns out we probably should have been having a better dialogue about the vaccine when it was first being rolled out, but Twitter wouldn't allow that. And actually, they're being investigated for, love using this word, colluding with the government to say what was okay and what was acceptable speech. That's
the
Chinese
government
behavior. That's
or
not American
political
behavior.
Parties.
Mm-hmm. The government, the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you know they're capable of that. These guys will do anything to get
it right.
No, it makes it
imagine
wrong.
Imagine if Trump in the White House said, you know what, we're going to do a dress code in the country, and anyone who doesn't want to wear a red MAGA hat is going to be taken off of Twitter.
Well, the other side of that is that Trump has done a lot to shut down in terms of free speech.
Like what?
Or in terms of what appears in the press because they're so negative. I haven't finished my thought yet. The press, the news media is so negative on Trump, so the pendulum goes both ways. But it doesn't seem to be effective when you take a shot at the news media, like I do all the time, versus how easy it is to take a shot at Donald Trump. And so this is, but yet, as we go through this, and the political realities are number one this week, actually, on the Talk Radio Countdown survey, because of things like this woman in Phoenix. What's her name? Lake?
Carrie Lake.
Yeah.
She's ahead by 11 points now.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Huge.
Apparently, what's-his-face, Herschel Walker is ahead by a couple of points, too, even after all of that controversy. You go back to the whole business about where are we? Donald Trump has started this question and no answer, the business about the election. Did he lose the election? Yes. Did he bring up some good points that are still a part of and ought to be more of a focus in the way the system is run. There are a lot of people say, oh, isn't that fabulous? I was at a political fundraiser last night, and one of the things that came up was how great it was to have early voting and mail-in voting. Well, there was a perfect example of why this isn't good this week when a U.S. Postal Service truck burned up, and a lot of ballots, people had mailed in their ballots, and the truck had hundreds of ballots apparently in it that'll never get counted. This is, and the business about not identifying yourself, do you realize how this is, using an old expression, cockamamie, the looking at what's right, why do we disagree on what's right? Isn't there, it's like good and bad, right and wrong, up and down, in and out, it just, to me, and I probably am getting too passionate about this, the whole system is rigged. It is. The people that push for mail-in voting, how do we know what happens to those really? Early voting.
The mail-in is different. In California, we have mail-in, we have absentee, and we have in-person. Absentee voting is fine because a person who can't, for whatever reason, make it to a polling place can request a ballot. And then you know that a human being has requested their ballot and then they can send it in by mail. The problem with by mail voting, and this is done by design, is that they send it out to anybody who's on the voter rolls. And the dirty secret is that no one likes to clean the voter rolls because they like to keep dead people on there.
Yeah,
they like to
right.
keep people who have moved on there. They like to, in my state, put illegal immigrants on there because of motor voter rules. When you go to the DMV and get a driver's license, you're registered to vote. And whoopsie, oh, we registered someone who's not supposed to, you know, who's not legally in the country.
Surprise!
Right.
He's dead. Yeah. Right. And that's been going on for a long time. I've told the story on the air about how my father could pay $10 a vote for everybody. He'd go around, the ward bosses would give him names, and his pals, they'd go around the voting booths and vote for somebody who's been dead for 4 years. Yeah, that kind of stuff has gone on forever. Doesn't mean it's right. It just goes on. But there are a lot worse problems in the system than that. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. I was thinking when I was a kid, the definition of a farmer was simply a farmer. Farmers planted seeds, they grew crops, they raised livestock, and so they never had to speak to the public. These days, consumers want to know where the food is coming from. I tell you every week, go to the farm. It's the best place to get good, fresh food. You don't have to worry about packaging problems. You don't have to worry about E. coli, listeria, none of that stuff.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are at the 24 after the hour. Time for us to review what's going on social media as far as the issues of the week. Comments from social media. You can send yours along Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Early voting and mail-in voting got a lot of people worked up this week, and appropriately so, I think. Don't you, Jay, when you look at some of these, you know, I can't get away from it because it so infuriates me how this stuff is corrupt to the nth degree. All right, so what are some of the comments?
Doug, you brought up a really good comment, too, because we do think about the corruption with it. We think about what would happen if a mail truck caught fire, which it did this week. And then you brought up the good point of what if you do your mail-in, you vote early, and then something happens and you change your mind of who you want to vote.
Yep,
totally.
Yeah.
It's like the John Fetterman, Dr. Oz situation. When people watch that debate, even if they may have liked John Fetterman, they're going to have to ask the question, is he medically fit and ready to take office?
No, the answer is no, he's not fit.
And so they were hiding that for a long time. It was kind of like the Hunter Biden laptop story. Everybody said,
that's
been debunked, and nobody...
It's too bad. Yeah.
You know, and it's like people cast their vote, and then they said like 33% said if they had known about that story, it may have changed their vote. It's crazy.
All right, what do you get from our listeners, Jay, on this story?
David Hamm says early voting needs to be stopped. Every state and every person should vote on one single day.
Yep.
David Dial says early is fine, but no mail-in. Would you put cash in the mail? Which a lot of people still do, shockingly.
Yeah, you've got to be crazy. Keep going.
Jeff Schmidt, early voting is okay as long as you can prove who you are. Mail-in voting leaves the door open to a lot of suspicion, and suspicion is a bad thing for an election.
Uh-huh.
Kerry Morgan brings in a good point. As a retired military member, I almost exclusively voted via mail-in. Of course, going through the proper channels and procedures to prove who you are is easy, as all branches have it set up to be easy and accessible as possible. Andy Brinkley says mail-in voting should be stricter, as I see a need for it in certain circumstances. Early voting, I don't care for. It seems to open the door to too many tampering, in my opinion. And this one's really cool. Chase Stevens, can I give you my Canadian perspective? We have an organization called Elections Canada that handles everything related to our elections. So there is one standard methodology and set of rules for the whole country. Having individual states set their own rules and cut-off times is absurd.
Yep, it is absurd. That is a good perspective. We have listeners all around the world. I saw something this week from Jordan, from somebody. I could barely understand what he was saying, but you know, I was talking about how lucky we are here to be able to do this sort of thing, because they can't do it. You know, can you imagine going to vote in Saudi Arabia? Yeah, right.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Let's a couple of quick topics that are on your mind this week.
Melody Dixon, obviously Halloween weekend, like certain memories and getting the big candy bars, which houses you should go to, the plastic masks that you would wear with your costume you could barely see or breathe out of. Ingrid Griffin says anything is on her mind except politics, and she just wants to hear more about your farm, Doug.
Yay, let's hear it for the farm. All right, good. Thank you for your input. Keep it coming. It's 28 past the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk closed escrow on Twitter Thursday and began removing leadership and lawyers at the social media company that has been accused of censoring Americans and political bias. Musk said Twitter should be warm and welcoming to all and enable users to choose the experience they want to have. Twitter CEO, CFO, and a team of lawyers got the axe, as the company is now private and no longer answers to anyone but Elon. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told President Biden that Georgia's Senate race is going downhill for Democrats. The remark was made Thursday and captured by a hot mic. This as the Unite Georgia bus tour in Cummings, Georgia, had Senator Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, criticize Herschel Walker's opponent, Senator Warnock.
They're afraid of Herschel Walker, because if Herschel Walker wins, that means we're not racist.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
21-year-old student and videographer going up and down the river didn't expect to see this treasure, but there it was in plain sight along the rocky shoreline of the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. So anyway, this fellow went down, his name is Riley Bryant, went down to the riverbed, saw this stuff in good condition, just lying there.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour here on the overview, this talk radio review, the overview of what's going on this week in the news talk radio world as presented by several experts. Jay Kirshner does lots of research for the Doug Steffen Good Day program and is on the air with me. Jennifer Horn is here when I can get her here, including for the weekend review, the hot hits, as we see them. And you continue to feed us your thinking on social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and at Twitter, Good Day On Air. I thought it was interesting when we do our survey of what's on your mind this week. Tim Lowe.
As possible is the answer for me.
Okay. That's Friday talking. Tim Lowe, why was the 101st Airborne deployed to Romania last week, and why isn't the mainstream media talking about it? Well, because the mainstream news media is controlled by people who want to control your thinking, control your thoughts. The movie Spotlight was on one of the home channels this week, and I'd forgotten. I saw it when it was in the theaters, but I watched, actually, most of it. It's a fabulous movie, and it really gets to the heart and soul, in a way, of how major stories are reported or not, how they get buried by a personal, you know, the values of personalities instead of it having a news value. If I don't like it, if the boss says, I don't like it, we're not going to cover about it. I've been told, but thankfully not much. Early on in my radio career back in the 80s, I was told some things that I couldn't talk about and things that I could talk about. And then when I had the blow up with Salem, Jennifer, they told me that there were three things I couldn't talk about, which I didn't anyway. But that didn't end up saving me anyhow. It didn't make any difference. But the point is that if you have something on your mind and it's a unique point of view, share it with us. The topics, here's somebody named Marty who likes the farm stories. You see, this is something, the reason that I do stuff that's interesting, or scratch interesting to me, but I do the things that are kind of off the grid, is because everybody else is talking about the same things, and I'm aware of this, I'm sensitive to it, and so look at the things that are coming back, Jay and Jennifer, from people. They want to hear more about the farm and more different news about what's going on in other countries.
Yeah, human interest, good news stories.
Yep. Okay, back to the countdown itself and what's going on here. Number six this week, crime. Here's the story from Iowa about a woman who claims her father was a serial killer who murdered 70 women, and she helped him bury the bodies.
I saw that. Ugh.
Good God.
What?
Lucy Studley is her name.
She would speak out on this, and nobody believed her because they were like, you're just young. You're like, you don't know what you're talking about.
This guy, her father, died at the age of 75 10 years ago, killed 70 women, most of whom were sex workers, over the course of three decades. She and her siblings were forced to help him dispose of the bodies. Good God. What does that do to your mental outlook on life? After the killing, she said they would transport the bodies to an area of where there's a well, and they took the bodies in wheelbarrows and went out and buried them. They buried them in the winter months and the summer months out in Fremont. What is this? Is this Fremont, California?
Iowa.
Fremont. Yeah. Fremont, Iowa. Sorry. Yes. So what do you, you know, you look at that. And then, by the way, I didn't see any coverage of this anywhere. Did you? Anybody see any coverage of this?
I saw it just briefly the other day, but it was a small little, it was almost just like a little headline piece that I saw.
Yeah. Right. what we know and what we don't know. Okay. Number four this week is the war. The Russians keep saying they're going to blow up the nuclear power plant because the Ukrainians are winning. So if we get pushed out, we're going to blow up, and this could trigger a nuclear disaster. Is it so much huff and puff, or would blowing up this power station, would this be something that would be the crowning glory for bad Vlad? A lot of concern about this.
I know. And there's the thing that still gets me, and we say this almost every time we talk together about this, is that I just don't trust what's going on over there because there is a lot of, there's a lot of manipulation to the headlines. And I don't know. I just feel like we don't get a full picture as to what it's really like on the ground anymore. And so I wish that we would, because I think it would help us all decide the appropriate ways in which we can help Ukraine. I think most people want to see Ukraine come out on top and stop Vladimir Putin. But at the same time, you also want to know exactly what the situation is without manipulation. And there's a lot of
corruption. Pretty hard to get that no matter what it is these days.
I know.
And that applies to the number one item this week. We go back to politics and the midterms. The South Carolina governor is going to uphold a state ban on gay marriage, or he wants to. So this is a question on the ballot there. a lot of tight congressional seats as well, gubernatorial races, some of the key battleground states. Georgia, for example, is one of them. Ted Cruz, you want to lose? Vote for Cruz. He's going to campaign this weekend with Herschel Walker. Yeah, okay. What's that going to do? Did you see his haircut, Jennifer?
Ted Cruz or Herschel Walker?
No. Thank you. Clarification.
Like, did somebody get a wild hair, dude, that I didn't hear?
Herschel, he's got Cruz has got like a mullet. Isn't that what it's called, Jay? Looks like a...
it's a weird grow out in the back.
Yeah. It looks,
and then it does kind of look almost like a faux hawk a little bit in the front.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on with it.
I saw Ted Cruz on The View. I didn't notice any of that this week, but yeah. I was too busy watching him verbally spar a 5-on-1 situation. He did pretty well.
Yeah. I think he's a turkey myself. But
you might, but he did a great job on The View. He might have.
Yeah.
He was really good.
It doesn't mean he can't talk or reason is, though. I just think that he's a turkey. But the look of that haircut, this is very prejudicial, I suppose, but I think that haircut is for young people and not for a mature man.
I've got to Google this.
Yeah, look at it.
The last time I saw Ted Cruz, he just looked kind of normal. He just had the beard.
No, he looks ridiculous.
Yeah, it just kind of like looked like a weird grow out, like this due for a haircut. It didn't look like he went to the stylist and made that choice, if that makes sense.
Okay. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer overheard telling President Joe Biden that the pivotal race in Georgia appears to be going downhill for the Democrats. I laugh about this because Herschel Walker is such a horrible candidate. The Democratic candidate must be more than horrible. I wouldn't vote for, if I were in Georgia, I wouldn't vote for either one of them. I just leave it blank because the guy that's been there is a total waste of time. Herschel Walker is a horrible candidate.
But he really debated well because I was saying he was not, whoever was around him was not giving him great advice. But the debate between Warnock and Herschel Walker changed the tide a bit in Georgia. He really was whoever got him prepared for that debate did a really good job. He knew how to answer the questions. He actually seemed like he had a good handle on the issues. So he came in strong, I think, at the right time, which is why this race is so close now. It was Warnock was in the lead all the way through, and now it seems like Herschel Walker's in the lead in almost every poll.
Yeah. All right, so you'll be happy to hear Liz Cheney has endorsed and is going to campaign this weekend for her friend, Representative Alyssa Slotkin. Is that her name? Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Slotkin in Michigan. So she, a Republican, endorsing a Democrat. I don't think there's any big surprise here. It's not an earth-shaking. Oh, it's interesting because the news media is making it interesting, or they're trying to make it interesting. Look, that bad Republican. And Jennifer would agree with that. She's a horror show to the Republicans. She should be a Democrat. Because she didn't like Donald Trump. Anyway, the two of them are on the House Armed Services Committee. They haven't always voted together, but apparently Cheney, who worked in the State Department, I forgot about that before she went into politics. You know that? Do you remember that? Liz Cheney was in the State Department with her father.
I don't remember that, but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, she's been a government actor for a long time.
Right. Yeah, anyway. And both of this, the Democrat and the Republican, I hear both critics of the what happened January 6th. What's the latest on that? Anybody following that? I'm just so tired of it. I just am kind of played out.
The January 6th stuff? They subpoenaed Trump. They want Trump to come.
Yeah, I know they did that, but he's not going to go, right?
I can't imagine that he's going to go. No. And then the question will be, if Republicans win, as a lot of polling says that they will, what happens to that committee?
Win the House, you mean?
Win the House of Representatives, if they win the majority. So then does the committee stay on, or do they finally add Republicans to the committee? Do they bring in other people? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not it has a future or if it's going to stay in place but change a bit. Because right now it's been a joke. It's been a really one-sided investigation. And if people are serious about getting to the bottom of January 6th, there need to be a lot of more questions that haven't been asked. And so are Republicans going to do that, or are they just going to scrap the committee in general?
Mm-hmm. All right. We haven't talked much about China, and this would be considered, I suppose, we have international relations number 7 The fate of, and I never pronounced this guy's name right, Xi Jinping.
That
is that
right.
How his name is?
Yeah.
Is that it? Xi, right, okay.
Xi Jinping, yeah.
So he was reported to have been last week, or was it the week before, he was under house arrest. Everybody said, nah, there's nothing to that story. Okay, so he is trying to flex his muscles, although he smokes so much he probably doesn't have any. He wants to look like the big boss, the most powerful leader of China. Some of the news media, the Epoch Times is reporting on this week. They're the sort of American branch of Truth, Freedom, and the American/Chinese way. Right? Do you check out the Epoch Times, Jennifer?
I do.
Mm-hmm. You do? Okay. Anyway, so they are saying that Xi is saying he's the most powerful leader, like mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most beautiful of them all? Me! He says he's the best since Mao. However, there are multiple sources this week suggesting that there are a lot of Chinese people who are now daring to criticize him and the way he rules, what's going on.
Good
luck communist.
With that. Did
yeah,
you see
right.
him have the old leader of China carried out of that meeting this week? Under the
yeah,
armpit.
Well, he's a dictator. You're not
holy moly! This poor old man didn't. It looked like he didn't know what hit him. He's sitting
right
there next to Xi, and then the next thing you know, these people come up behind him, lift him up by the armpits, and he's like, "Wait a second, where are we going?" And he just disappeared. He even tried to grab Xi on the way out, saying, "Like, what's happening here?" And
yep.
Xi just smiles at him and shakes his head, and the guy's gone.
Yep. Anyway, he is considered the younger people. See, this is it. This is kind of like what's going on in Russia as well. Now they're waking up. Young people in China call him the emperor in private. Some other people that are involved. There are a few social media chat groups that are gaining some traction, but others saying don't do that. It's a dangerous thing to do. So anyway, that's the update on China. Ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour. Actually, 48 past. On the Talk Radio Review. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now at Staples, save 25% on all desks, storage and filing products, chair mats, lighting, decor, and desk accessories when you buy a chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store, ends 10/29. In-store only, exclusions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait. They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now on Doug's Good Day program with my friend Nick Miles. Nick has his own website that so many people, thousands every week, go to ourautoexpert.com to find out what they need to know about their cars, recalls, what's selling well, where you can get a good deal, how to take care of your transmission when somebody, you know, oh, you know what I've seen this week a number of times, the catalytic converter thing, and what the real story is behind the theft of all these catalytic converters. What makes them, you want to give us a 60-second overview of what makes them so attractive and valuable? Why are people, this guy, there's one guy in Massachusetts who was finally caught, but he was driving around the state every night. Anybody that had a car in a parking lot, like in a mall where there's nobody around in the, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's going to every car that was there and cutting out the catalytic converters. So why are they doing this? What's the value of a catalytic converter?
There's two. It has created a value with stealing them. But the first one is because they contain precious metals, and those were initially being recycled at metal places, and people were getting the money from them. But that's quite a long and difficult, you know, situation to do it. But as this trend of stealing the catalytic converters began, people were replacing them. So then there was this market of selling you back a catalytic converter that had been stolen. So, you know, it was a market created by skullduggery. And that became a sort of secondary market as well. So those were the initial causes of it. But people have been taking to the etching, you know, numbers in them and all those type of things to try and prevent it. Nothing has really helped apart from having a large German Shepherd sit by your car all night.
Or a Doberman Pinscher, something like that. All right, you've come up with the top 10 movies in an interesting overview, the number of cars destroyed. We were talking about the top 10 cars, car movies last week, but this is an even better list of how many cars have been destroyed in these various movies. The top 10 movies and like the Fast and Furious movies, 130 cars been destroyed.
Yeah,
that's over 10.
And every time you see cars destroyed, Doug, I mean, it's the part you watch the movie for, but it's also the part where, you know, you see something like a beautiful Range Rover or a Porsche destroyed. You go, oh, no.
Wow,
you know, the car guys are always like, ouch, that hurt. But it's also the best part of the movie, right? Because it's the chase scene usually where it happens.
Right. In Bullet, for example, they blow up the Dodge Charger with Hal, but not Hal Needham, Hickman, Bill Hickman.
Yes, Bill Hickman.
All right, number nine. A Good Day to Die Hard. That's Bruce Willis and the last of those, right? How many movies?
Yeah.
How many cars got wrecked in that movie?
132, and of course, most buildings as well. I think they wrecked two or three skyscrapers in every Bruce Willis movie, too.
So, did they get these cars? You know, you see them on TV, their cars getting blown up all the time. Do they get these cars out of the junkyard? And then they make them look like, and then they blow them up.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, they buy them on secondhand lots and those sort of things. But often, with their new ones, of course, they do deals with these car companies. So I know that Dodge, for instance, gave the Fast and Furious like 12 brand new Chargers. And they got seven of them back, of which they had to, you know, part them out because they weren't usable.
Yeah, right. All right, number eight, the Junkman.
Yeah.
150. Let's see, the Furious, well, the Fast and Furious are,
the original
enumerated here, there's a bunch of them. But the number one movie that has destroyed more cars than any other movie, this surprises me. What's number one?
Transformers 3, which is interesting.
How many
532 cars.
Good God.
Yeah.
They wrecked 500 cars. The junkyards must have been happy to see these guys coming.
Yeah, I think a lot of it took place in a junkyard, so that's probably why. I've already set fire to a whole junkyard or something there. That's probably what happened. But, they cut up a lot of cars to make other cars, and there's a lot of shenanigans going on there. And sadly, in those cars will never drive again. Some of them probably deserve to be wrecked, but a lot of them were nice new cars that got wrecked.
Well, they squeeze them up, and they melt all the different stuff out of them, and they send it back to the steel mill so they can melt the stuff down and use it in another car. That's what
happens. There you go.
Most of that stuff. All right, interesting list. I will publish that on gooddayshow.com. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.